Oh my God, I tell the that's Janandana Salakaya. Once I called Kirudya Patitampavnejo, Vaishnavejo, Namonwa, Jai Rana Swami Ki. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vrishtaya, Gautale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nityananda. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatadasatarini Hakaroti da chara, Pangulanga tegeran, Yatkita tam hanmane, Sigurundi tainam, Paramananda Mahadamam, Sri Chaitanya Swam. Hari Om Tat Sat. Sujitendra told me that the leaders told him that there's a request from some that my speech should be repeated.
Sujitendra told that some of the leaders asked that my speech should be repeated.
There's so much that Radha Swami didn't know. But from the time that he heard I had a stroke, he and the doctors in Bhaktivedanta Hospital had around the clock doctors in there stay vigilant on the, although it was not their hospital.
Didn't get it.
The doctors from the Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
Doctors from the Bhaktivedanta Hospital
stayed with me around the clock.
Stayed with me around the clock.
While I was in the Hinduja Hospital.
While I was in the Hinduja Hospital.
And then I was shifted to the Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
Then I was shifted to the Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
After 2 or 3 months.
After 2 or 3 months.
So, every day, Lord Jagannath would come.
Every day,
Lord Jagannath
would come.
And give darshan.
and give darshan.
There was, so this department was known as spiritual care department.
This department was known as the spiritual care department.
So I'm such a miser.
So I'm such a miser
that I charge them.
That I charge them
into my room.
Into my room.
They have to take.
They had to pay.
They tell me one lila a day.
They would have to tell me one lila a day.
And I picked up in the months I was there so many lilas.
And I picked up while the 1 month that I was there so many lilas.
7 months.
The several months that I was there, so many lilas.
They must have many now. These are all 3-4 years old.
They must have so many more now. These were 3-4 years old.
They are now. Like one man, he was in the ICU.
There was one man, he was in the ICU.
And he had many magazines.
And he had many, many magazines.
From different religious groups.
From different religious groups.
So the spiritual care rep asked, you're interested in spirituality?
So the spiritual care rep said, you're interested in spirituality?
Yes, he said.
Yes, he said.
Well, I've always had one question.
I have always had one question.
Who is God?
Who is God?
Everybody, all age group, say their head is God.
Everybody, all of the institutes, they say they have a God.
Kumaris, Sai Baba, etc. Everybody says they're God.
The Brahma Kumaris, the Sai Baba, everybody says they have a God.
So who is God?
Who is God?
Who is he anyway?
Who is he anyway?
Oh, Bhagavad Gita tells us.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita tells us.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita, it says who God is.
Oh, Bhagavad Gita says who God is.
Yes.
Yes.
It's right here.
So here.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo, I am God.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo, I am God.
Everything comes from me.
Everything comes from me.
Krishna says.
Really,
can I say, this is always wanted to know.
Oh, Krishna, this is what I always wanted to know.
Who was God?
Who was God?
Now I know.
Now I know.
What should I do?
What should I do?
Please, sir, you should chant Hare Krishna.
The rep said, please chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Like that.
Like that.
I heard so many pastimes.
I heard so many pastimes.
When I go to my checkups, I ask also, tell me some recent histories.
I also asked my secretaries, please tell me some recent histories.
And there are two channels.
And there they have two channels.
The Prabhupada channel.
The Prabhupada channel.
And the Chopati channel.
And the Chopati channel.
Well, I remember.
So, in my room.
So I would, don't tell them. I would sneak in here.
Don't tell them.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami's class.
I would listen to His Holiness Radhanath Swami's class. Don't tell him.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
And he always got people to laugh.
And he always got people to laugh.
So, it was, I also met many devotees, many God brothers.
So it was a I also met many young devotees, God brothers.
And how Radha Swami has built this facility.
And how Radhanath Swami has built this facility.
Which both serves the public, but it also serves the devotee community.
Which both serves the?
Public.
Public and the community of devotees.
And he tells the doctors, our real purpose is to serve the devotees.
And because the doctors are... He tells the doctors...
Our real purpose is to serve the devotees.
Our real purpose is to serve the devotees.
But somehow, everyone, at that time, they are making 25 to 30 devotees.
But somehow, everyone, at that time, there was about 25 to 30 devotees.
No, every month.
Every month.
They would make 25 to 30 devotees.
Every month, they would make 25 to 30 devotees.
The only thing to you, you listen.
They will repeat for you and you listen and repeat.
And I saw how sincerely Radha Swami was checking out and seeing how the devotees were also faring there.
I saw how sincerely Radha Swami was checking up and seeing that the devotees.
He was very kind to me.
He was very kind with me.
One other story. I heard a staff, a nurse, who was on the second floor.
Just one other story. I heard I had a staff, a nurse, who was on the second floor.
On the second or third floor, whichever floor has a library.
Whichever floor has a library.
And there is a Prabhupada book in the library.
And there is a Prabhupada book in the library.
So she fell asleep on duty.
So she fell asleep on duty.
And Prabhupada came in the dream.
And Prabhupada came in the dream.
She wasn't a devotee.
She wasn't a devotee.
And said, you're sleepy on the job.
She said?
You are sleeping on the job.
You're sleeping on the job.
Why don't you read my books?
Why don't you read my books?
They're here in the library. They are here in the library.
They're all here in the library.
They are here.
They are here.
So she woke up.
So she woke up.
And told the story.
And told the story.
Started reading Prabhupada's books.
And started reading Prabhupada's books.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
So, it's a unique facility.
It's a unique facility.
Every day, every shift.
Every day, every shift.
They read, they chant. I think Shikshashtaka or some prayers.
They read, they chant Shikshashtaka or some prayers.
Before the Prabhupada deity in the lobby.
Before the Prabhupada deity in the library.
Lobby.
In the lobby.
And then they go over their assignments.
And they all go over there.
To their assignments.
To their assignments.
So today, people were asking me how they should feel.
So today people are asking me how they should feel.
After being in Mayapur. So I was thinking. The associates of Lord Chaitanya. All the people of the Navadvip Dham. Navadvip town. You heard how they celebrated Lord Chaitanya's wedding. And how they had really welcomed.
And how they had really welcomed
Pandit Nimai. As he walked through the town. So somehow we could get the great good fortune. To be one of the associates of the Lord. And live at the same time in Navadvip. And see the Lord join in his kirtan. That would be a great blessing. Then suddenly Lord Chaitanya, he took sannyas. And he left. He went to Shantipur. He got the final orders from his mother. To stay in Jagannath Puri. And then he traveled throughout India. For six years. After staying for a couple of years in Jagannath Puri. And then he came back.
Well,
somewhere on the way to Vrindavan.
Somehow or other on the way to Vrindavan. About 10 years after his sannyas.
He came again to Navadvip.
Across the river.
At Vidyanagar. In the house of Sarvabhauma's brother. And there he called Sachimata.
To come and speak with him.
Because he couldn't see his wife again. After taking sannyas. So he said, don't tell anyone. Just bring here Mother Sachi. But somebody spotted him. He's not like someone who doesn't stand out.
Lord Chaitanya.
He's a bit tall. 7 feet. And golden color.
Golden color.
So they woke him up. The word came out.
Goranga is back.
And people were like cooking. They dropped it. It's very rare. People were hardly dressed.
They were getting dressed.
And their clothes were like.
And their clothes were.
half hung.
Half hung.
And they heard Gauranga's back. They dropped and ran.
And they heard Gauranga's back. They dropped and ran.
They were milking their cow.
They were milking their cow.
They heard Gauranga's back.
They heard Gauranga's back.
They ran.
They ran. Left and
Gauranga.
Right.
Gauranga.
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 Gauranga. Everybody ran to the riverside.
Everybody ran to the riverside.
And the boatman.
And the boatman.
He said, oh, good goodness. And the, good the, oh,
goodness, they're here.
So don't overcrowd, just line up.
Don't overcrowd, just climb up.
But people were wild.
But people were wild.
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 And they killed him. No, enough, enough, enough.
No. Boatman said, no, enough, enough, enough. The boat will sink.
The boat sank.
The boat sank.
And they were standing on their knees of the water.
They were standing up to their knees in the water.
And the boatman, I told you.
And the boatman, I told you.
And then they just jumped in the river.
And then they ran, jumped in the river.
Gauranga!
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 And they started to swim across.
They started to swim across.
And normally the Ganges is like saffron color.
Normally the Ganges is like saffron color.
But that day it was black with the heads of the devotees.
That day it was black with the heads of the devotees.
And they were chanting Gauranga, Gauranga.
And they were chanting Gauranga, Gauranga.
And they all ran to the house of Vachaspati.
And they all ran to the house of Vachaspati.
And they were chanting Gauranga.
And they were chanting Gauranga.
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 Gauranga. Gauranga. Gauranga. Gauranga. Gauranga. Gauranga. So Vachaspati, he told Lord Chaitanya.
So Vachaspati, he told Lord Chaitanya.
If you don't, who was at that time talking to Mother Sachi?
He was actually at that time talking to Mother Sachi.
If you don't let yourself be seen.
If you don't let yourself be seen.
Then they break down my house.
They may break up my house.
So then Lord Chaitanya went out.
Then Lord Chaitanya went out.
And everybody bowed down.
And everybody bowed down.
He spoke for a minute or so.
He spoke for a few moments.
And then he disappeared in the house.
And then he disappeared in the house.
And he actually reappeared a couple of kilometers away.
He asked?
He reappeared.
He reappeared a couple of kilometers away.
And he continued to walk.
And he continued to walk.
Meanwhile, people were, Gauranga!
Meanwhile, all the people
were, Gauranga! 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 And the brother of Sarvabhauma brought in five people, said, search the house. He's not here. He left.
And the brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, he's not here. Please search the house. He's not here.
No, until people allowed a certain number to enter and search, they won't believe them.
He allowed about 10 people to enter and search, and they found no one there.
So, that's the kind of eagerness the Navadvip Dasis had to see Lord Gauranga again.
So that's the kind of eagerness the Navadvip Dasis had.
Eagerness
they had to see Lord Chaitanya again.
But that's, we would hope that.
So that's, we would hope that.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami and all you devotees.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami and all of you devotees.
Should come more regularly here to Mayapur.
Should come more regularly here to Mayapur.
Who's in favor?
Who's in favor?
Who's really in favor? Who wants the organizers to plan out?
Who wants?
The organizers to plan it.
Who wants the organizers to plan it?
By public request.
By public request.
I heard you're going to Ekachakra.
I heard you are going to Ekachakra.
After Lord Nityananda left.
After Lord Nityananda left.
Lord Chaitanya left.
Lord Chaitanya left.
I mean, after they left.
After they left.
Then Jamuna Devi, on her way to Vrindavan, she also went to see Ekachakra.
Then Jamuna Devi, on her way to Vrindavan, she also went to see Ekachakra.
And there, she saw one elderly man.
There she saw one elderly man.
Walking up. With a cane.
With a cane.
And he was thinking, he was saying something. So, what was he saying? Curiosity.
Unless you were, she wanted to know out of curiosity what he was saying.
And he heard him say, "Oh, Nityananda, 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 Nityananda."
And she heard him say, "Oh, Nitai, Nityananda." And the way.
You
have to repeat what I said.
So then she stopped and said, "Why are you saying Nityananda?"
Then she stopped him and said, "Why you are saying Nityananda?"
So he had tears in his eyes. And he said, "Nityananda, he was the life of our village."
Nityananda, he was the life of our village.
When he left, it was like the soul left the body.
There was not a soul. Not, left.
It was like a soul.
It was like a soul
leaving the body.
Leaving the body.
That sannyasi, he could take a nice son.
That's the?
A sannyasi.
A sannyasi?
That, you don't know the history. You hear about it. Nityananda left when he was like 12.
You hear about it. Nityananda left when he was about 12.
He was given to a sannyasi. That's a whole other story. So this man.
This villager.
He was saying. That my son could have been given to that sannyasi. Anyone.
But
why Nityananda? And he was like, you could see like 40 years ago, he was 6. All he could remember was how Nityananda was there And Nityananda was, no, he was feeling so much saturation for Nityananda.
This old man, he was about, all he could remember was about 40 years ago, Nityananda had left, and that's all he could remember, and he was crying.
He had so much devotion, so much
he had so much
separation.
Devotion, so much separation
for Lord Nityananda.
For Lord Nityananda.
So we heard
how different devotees
they would get the mercy of Nitai or Gora. And they would naturally manifest pure devotion.
And they would naturally manifest pure devotion.
Even pure love. And like Kulavecha Sridhar. Although he was a simple man. He sold banana products. In the marketplace. Because of his pure devotion. He had love of Krishna. He got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
So, how many here would like to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya?
How many here would like to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya?
Hearing the sweet words of pastimes of Lord Gauranga as repeated by Rana Swami. Hearing the sweet words of the pastimes of Lord Gauranga.
Hearing the sweet words of the pastimes of Lord Gauranga.
As explained by Rana Swami.
As explained by His Holiness Radhanath Swami.
I hope you had a little taste. Of how merciful Nitai Gaur are. I wrote this year. At Vyas Puja offering. To Srila Prabhupada. Which was a song. I was inspired by Vasu Ghosh's song.
Jodi Gaur na hoito, ki hoito.
If there was no Lord Chaitanya, what would there be?
So I wrote a song.
Jodi Prabhupada na hoito, ki hoito. If there was no Prabhupada,
what would have happened?
What would we have done? Sometimes. If I get a chance to explain that. I'll try to. Although Rana Swami could, His Holiness Rana Swami could also easily explain the same song.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami could also explain.
Easily explain the song. I think that those of us who had some association with Srila Prabhupada.
I think those of us who have had some association with Srila Prabhupada.
It's an unforgettable experience.
It's an unforgettable experience.
So I hope you sometime sing this song on Prabhupada's special days or
I hope you like. Sometime sing the song on Prabhupada's special days.
I hope you had a nice time here in Mayapur.
I hope you had a nice time here in Mayapur.
of those who are you have nothing to do.
Of those
of
you
who
have
nothing, you don't have anything to do.
If you don't have anything to do.
Every year.
Including this year.
We do a Bhishma Panchak.
We do a Bhishma Panchak.
Vrata. Which is the Ekadashi. Up to the Purnima. Of the last 5 days of the
Kartik Damodar month.
So, that time we either you eat Havishanna.
During that those days, you either eat Havishanna.
Or fruits and roots. Or a few. Very austere. Tyagis. They do the Panchagavya. But we don't recommend that.
We don't recommend that.
Now, there's also other details. Like offering, something they do anyway, offering a lamp.
Like offering lamp.
Offering some flowers to the feet, knees, waist, chest, face of Lord Krishna.
Offering some specific flowers to the feet, knees, waist, and face of Lord Vishnu.
Chest, face. One, two, three, four, five. And every day bathing in the Ganges. And doing Tarpana. For Bhishma Dev. In the mantras,
it says,
Bhishma Dev. He was a lifelong brahmachari.
So he had no children.
So we are doing the tarpana. For him. And he is the son of the Ganges. So it's a very nice program.
It's a very nice program.
For 5 days. So we got about 400 devotees.
So we usually have about 400 devotees.
Who do the fruits and roots.
Or Havishanna.
And do this vrata. Some case you want sometime. You're welcome.
In case you want sometimes.
You're welcome. If at that time you're fast, you can get Mahaprasad real easy.
During that time, because everyone fasts, so it is very easy to get Mahaprasadam.
Anyway, we're very happy.
That you all came.
And we hope. That you would come more regularly.
More frequently.
Anyway, in case we have done any mistake or any offense, please forgive us.
And since
you want to offer lamps today.
Since you offer the lamps today.
I don't want to speak longer. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj. For our Sri Navadvip Yatra, this is our last session together here in Sri Mayapur Dham. And our beloved Shyamananda Prabhu will bless us with his announcements. Before that, we should take a few minutes to meditate upon what we have come for, what we have received, and what we can carry in our hearts with us wherever we may be going. Srila Prabhupada called devotees from all over the world to come to Sri Mayapur Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, for the purpose of surcharging our hearts, surcharging our devotion with the powerful sanctified atmosphere of these holy places and the holy people that we associate with in these holy places. The idea is, while we're here through the leelas, through the darshans, through the experiences, our prayers, we actually install the Dham within our heart. Then our heart becomes a holy Dham. And every day, wherever we may be, it gives us, we carry with us that grace, which gives us that strength to carry on and continue to grow and grow and grow in our bhakti through all the situations that come before us. So, in one sense, the second part of the yatra is beginning today, which means taking the spirit of Sri Navadvip Dham, the eternal spirit of Sri Navadvip Dham, into our daily lives. Yat karoshi rasnashi yat juhoshi tadasi yat yat tapasyasi konti yat tat karusho madarpanam. Krishna tells, whatever we do, whatever we offer and give away, whatever austerities we perform, whatever sadhana we do in any aspect of our life can be done as an offering to Krishna. So let us thank Srila Prabhupada and let us show our gratitude by carrying this spirit with us wherever we go. And on behalf of all the devotees in this yatra, I would like to offer my deepest heartfelt gratitude to all of the managers and leaders, in fact, all the devotees of Sri Mayapur Dham, who have opened the gates of this holy place, arranged such incredible facilities, encouragement. It's the only place I know of where you could just bring 4,000 people and say, we're moving in. And they say, yes, please come. We're setting up a kitchen like this with railway tracks. And they say, yes, yes, set up your kitchen. We're going to have lectures every night here. We're going to offer lamps in your temple. Do you know any other place in the world where you can, they just say, yes, come. Mayapur is the only place I know. Srila Prabhupada created it for this purpose. And the devotees here are so beautifully fulfilling that purpose. And for that, to all the leaders, Shankar, Shanitai, Prabhu, Adwaita Hari, Prabhu, whichever leaders may be here, Naragopal Prabhu, under the inspiration of Jaipatak Maharaj, Bhakti Purushota Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, we thank you very, very much. And let us all express our gratitude by lovingly chanting Hari Bol.